Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You're not going to believe this, Pat. You know, I used my what kind of drill do I have?
Wait a minute, you have a drill?
A Robo.
A Ryobi.
Wait a second. Wait. You have a drill?
Oh, my goodness. Ryobi. Did you see this? My little, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
If you don't know the
well,
what color is it?
You have to understand.
Exactly.
If you catch our next program, you're going to understand.
Don't know.
We're going to have a program talking, about Glenn Beck and where he's at and what the doctor said. One thing the doctor said about, and you'll hear more in the next program, that he had so much information he's processing, the other things, the brain had to just dump the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. That happened to me a long time ago.
Yeah, but that was just like Star Trek at that time. Is all you had different versions.
Yeah, well,
of
I had to get rid of it.
It wasn't the winning games for the Saints either, because that wouldn't have took much brain space there.
Mm-mm.
So anyway, I pull. I use my drill. It's real cool. It's got like a little battery pack thing, Majig. You put in, and it kind of you don't need a cord or nothing.
Wow.
And I was so excited.
Fancy.
I was so excited because I had to put this sign up. This sign. I figured too. I had to have a screw.
Because that's pretty good.
Yeah,
got so many things going. So, but I'm excited about it. As a matter of fact, I was so excited that I put my drill on my desk because I was going to use that drill.
Good place for it.
Yeah, and so then I had to find. That's where some of the things that are.
There's some other stuff there.
So I'm just waiting till my birthday, so you'll do that thing.
Oh,
my
great.
Birthday. Oh, by the way, anyway, so the it's pretty cool. It's got like a little screw thing on the end of it, like a screwdriver, but it's not a screwdriver. You don't have to turn it.
Because it's a drill.
Yeah, it's a drill.
Right. Just saying.
Right. Hey,
I'm with you. I'm paying attention.
And so I'm so excited. I'm walking out to my fence where I'm going to use this drill. I'm all ready. I got it. I went into the storage area that was amazing. It's got stuff in there. It's got stuff in there, man. I first looked at my desk drawer because I never looked there thinking there's got to be a screw in there, right? And so,
I need a screw.
There was like pens and stuff and staples or stick notes and stuff. It was amazing, man. And I forgot. And so then I'm going in the storage building to find, a screw, a couple of screws or something, because it takes four screws to put this sign up. And, man, it's got, like, supplies and things. It's like, that's amazing. it's pretty cool. And it had, like, this bucket with some old screws. Like, some, I don't know, probably put the wrong screws. But I got four of them that were the same, whatever. And I'm walking out. And I'm walking out in my yard. And my neighbors are passing by. And I have my Ryobi.
Yes.
Huge.
18-volt.
18-volt battery
that he can't describe.
In my hand. And, of course, I'm walking real slow because the neighbors are driving by, and I'm waving with my drill in my hand.
Saying, I didn't know like, my neighbor had
a drill. Fixing, of course, they're all like, he has a tool. Something's going to go wrong here,
That's not his drill.
And so I'm walking real slowly, and people, I'm taking my time and just waving with my drill. And
Pointing at it
all that. And I just used it. It was just pretty neat.
You knew how?
I've actually stuck the screw.
Get the read instructions.
So this was the first time that you've used your drill.
No, it's not, because I had a birdhouse issue. It was a bird feeder. It was a bird feeder that I wanted this bird feeder. I wanted these birds. Got these bluebirds and things around. I wanted to be able to see these birds. I wanted to remember Matthew chapter 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so to watch these birds eating. So I got this bird feeder thing, but I put it too low or something before. So this time I'm going to use, this is my other time I used it. I am going to drill screw this thing in this bird feeder thing. And it was real quick. Thing about it, you don't get to enjoy that long, cause it's like you stick it in there 5 seconds and
it's
done.
I was drill.
Like, that's good if you do it all the time, but only did it twice. I needed more of an experience, I was like, that was it. There was nothing left to it,
Yeah.
And of
this
all the things that happened
for me.
Well, I got better. I got all the things that happened.
Well, now you've used it twice,
but all the things that happened for these birds, squirrels started coming and eating my bird food. Isn't that something? So then I got my Ryobi shotgun out. I got my Ryobi shotgun. No. So then, well, so exciting. This is where I really did use Ryobi. Was this is not, we're not a sponsor, but you can be one. But they have this extension saws that because I have this weeds that just keep growing. They call them trees, and you know, to cut them things back. People charge you lots of money. They're going to do something like that. They just keep growing and growing, unlike the grass. Anyway, so. I got this Ryobi extension. And it's like 10 foot and you put, you know, hook these two pieces together.
Do you drill?
To the battery pack. And it's got this saw on the very end of it. And I can actually extend this thing out and I can cut something, I don't know, 20 feet away. No, maybe 10 feet away.
I thought it was 10 feet long.
I need to pray for my neighbor. He's got a haircut going on. But it was amazing. I was just got carried away with it. And so hopefully these trees will grow back. But it was amazing. You can, and it's the same concept. There was no cords or nothing. You know, prior to, you know, Pat and I working together years ago, I thought everything had to have a cord. But I found out that he's probably going to end up with, they're having this big push going on for, battery operated cars and stuff. So I believe he'll probably be the first one, but it's just so not aggressive. You know what I'm saying? You're like, how do you rev up a battery operated car? It's like click.
It doesn't make any noise.
It doesn't make any noise at all, but you have to put like cards in your spokes or something to make some noise. Like a real car. But yeah, so I did use my, with the drill part of it, I used it twice, but with my,
So where's your drill now?
Probably in my desk drawer. I don't know. I did a cutback all these different things with it. And it was pretty cool. This is a great way to save money, is to pull your tools out of your storage and use them. Like if you got a lawnmower, you know what I'm saying? Use that thing, you know what I'm saying? You
yeah, they do make battery-operated lawnmowers now.
That's just pathetic. And that's sad. You need some noise, that's, you know, sad. Some noise in there. But it was really cool. You can actually cut these things back. And what's so cool about it is that if your battery runs low, you just pull another one off the charger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready for this. I'm ready. If I have another screw that I need to screw in.
You have a drill.
I have two batteries for this one screw to be able to charge. But now it's more justifiable with this 20-foot extension saw type thing.
Right.
But I got to call my neighbors and tell them to step back because I'm going in to do some cutting. But I could cut really high, really low, great distances, real cool feet. Tool. And again, it is Pat that introduced me to it. My father still calls me up and said, did you take my tools? I'm like, Dad, I ain't been there for 75 years. You know, I try to restrain myself, you know, from telling that to my son because I heard it so many times. Anyway, don't forget, of all the tools that we can have as Christians is the Bible. We want to find out how to live our life and how to effectively do things. It's the tool of the Word of God. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.